1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Republicans who had once opposed Donald Trump went on stage to give him their strong support, among them Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley.
For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
Five police officers patrolling the convention shot and killed a homeless man who Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says had a knife in each hand.
The subject refused these commands and charged at the other individual with the knives. At this time, several officers discharged their firearms, subsequently striking the suspect.
The mayor of Paris has taken a plunge in the River Seine to prove that it's clean enough for several swimming events that are to take place in the Summer Olympics, which begin 9 days from now. Dramatic rescue at San Diego's Mission Beach. A 16-year-old trapped in the sand hole up to her neck. After 15 minutes of digging, they got her out. This is ABC News. The 2023 Emmys have just been held in January, but it's already time for this year's nominations. ABC's Jason Nathanson says we'll get the nods later this morning.
Expect some new names, especially on the drama side. With shows like Succession, Better Call Saul gone, and no new season of anything Game of Thrones related eligible, there are a couple of holes for shows like FX's Shogun to dominate.
Do not be fooled by our politeness.
But old standbys like The Crown will likely see a lot of nods for its final season. Prime Video's Mr. and Mrs. Smith might also get some attention. On the comedy side, no Ted Lasso or Barry or Mrs. Maisel, so expect to once again see a lot of love for The Bear.
This is going to be a destination spot.
And Hacks should also do well. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The awards will be handed out in September. And there may be a good reason to get moving just before you go to bed. Researchers now say a small burst of activity could actually help you sleep better. Working out between 6 in the evening and midnight also linked to a lower risk of premature death. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. Two kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The American League wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The American League beating the National League 5-3 last night in the All-Star game. The AL has now won 10 of the last 11 games in the Midsummer Classic. No hits for Christian Yelich or William Contreras. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named MVP for his 2-run homer in the 5th to secure the win. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League play. Milwaukee signing former Raptors guard Gary Trent Jr. Meanwhile, Patrick Beverley deciding to play in the the Israeli Basketball League after no offers from the NBA. NFL, Chicago Bears finally reached an agreement with their number one draft pick, quarterback Caleb Williams, who's going to earn a guaranteed $39 million over the next 4 years. Packers quarterback Jordan Love at a youth football camp in Milwaukee asked if he's got a new deal yet.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with him before the start of camp.
Nope.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk about it. That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We may catch an isolated sprinkle this afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sun. 74 our high today. Clear tonight, down to 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. Friday, sunny, with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Trigney Olson and Pat Kreitlow joins us for the Republican National Convention, Wisconsin Media Row. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and Oshkosh on the Civic Media app. Beautiful out there right now. 63 Green Bay, 64 Appleton, 65 Oshkosh. You know what's always nice? Seeing these people in like good moods walking past our window, right, getting their coffee from right next door.
Yeah.
And their gelato.
Yeah.
That, what a great little
gelato
thing.
Gelato in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
John's it's the only. Awesome. Yeah, it's just John. I don't think I see a lot more coffee than gelato, but he has the best. Have you been in there, Frank?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, that, Sean that did a good job. I love it, yeah.
Yeah, they got a great thing going over there.
Yep.
But it is nice to see foot traffic.
Yeah.
You know, is. And we needed that We're down here with huge windows watching people, and there's a lot more people walking by since he opened up that coffee
shop.
That's
what shop. I mean. And they're all like happy, having this great, good coffee.
So. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, gelato at the market next door, you know what my favorite sandwiches they have now?
What?
Chicken salad.
Ooh.
You can't beat a chicken salad sandwich on rye bread.
Okay. That's okay.
And it's healthy.
I'm like, yes.
Fresh mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns quickly.
Did you hear about my hopes and dreams being dashed here?
What happened?
Okay. My mushroom farm.
Mushroom farm. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Psychedelic Frank? Mushroom farm? Or the kind that you drink that's healthy every morning that tastes like
shiitake.
Have you heard
it tastes like shiitake.
Hey, that is like the most...
I drink it every morning with my wife. It's horrible.
That is so popular right now, mushroom coffee.
Yep. You mix it with Door County cherry coffee and it's yummy.
Is that a weight loss thing?
I don't know. It's supposed to make you feel good. It's got all these
I can never pronounce that word either.
That's right.
Todd's the guy we go to.
Antioxidants, maybe?
And, hey, you know, and what are those free radicals, all that crap?
Yeah,
and what's the other thing called? Libido. Yeah.
Oh, that's like, wow.
What is that word?
That was a little creepy.
Was it? Was it? What do you say? Libido.
Thank you.
Libido. I just like the way that sounds.
My wife rolls wants off me to have more libido.
I go, honey, I need no help.
You don't need anything. I love your Jeep.
Thanks, man.
I always wanted a Jeep
like that. It's a 2004. I bought it like 12 years ago. Came from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
I store it every winter. There's not a touch of rust on that thing.
Yeah. Love it. Can I borrow that next time I go to the UP?
Yeah.
Thank you. Where are you hollering around your equipment?
Well, we played it. We're at Klipstein Park. Amy and I are doing, we do this every year, 11:30 to 2, Klipstein Park. It's crazy. Probably 2,000 people there.
Cool.
And we sing all our oldies. Elvis, Reba, my son Harrison is showing up this morning, skipping basketball camp, and he's going to sing.
Wow.
Because we got a new show, Bay Beach Boys, and we're going to do some Beach Boys.
Hey, music. Tell me about your playing this afternoon. Yeah. That's where you have the trailer. Where?
Klipstein Park in Ishwaubenon. I know everybody.
Oh, no. We know where that is.
Yeah.
Remember we had a Klipstein, we've talked about that on this show.
It's a cool
word. But nobody knows it.
No, Klipstein Park is cleverly hidden behind the Ishwaubenon Middle School Elementary School.
Right.
And if you drive down on Oneida Street, okay, Bay Park Square Mall, okay, it's behind like Taco Bell there.
Yeah.
Okay.
John, the guy who owns the Timber Rattlers, that young kid that comes in here, that's where he grew up playing ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. Clipstone Park.
Beautiful park. Beautiful park. It's a great day. And today, it's the high of 74. I know, right? Not crazy.
This is, yes.
It's, and no rain. I don't even have to bring a fan today for my wife.
This might be the nicest day of the summer today. Yeah.
This is going to be great.
It's going to be nuts out there.
Well, I don't know what you were doing Monday, but we got stuck on a golf course for like 7 hours.
No way. That's the worst.
87 degrees. Oh, we were in a place. Even the golfers that were coming up there. Yeah. Why is it so hot here where you guys are?
We're in the valley.
It really
is. Like, no breeze.
It sucks.
And the deer or the flies were going crazy on my ankles.
But
and
today's...
my tooth was hurting. Yeah. Did you hear? I had to spend $2,800 to get my tooth fixed yesterday. I'm not going to mention it again.
Do you have a gold filling?
Because people think I'm complaining and whining and everything like that. But it's... No, my tooth got broke.
Okay.
Up at on vacation, I got in a fight with this guy in a bar.
Okay,
like a
lumberjack. Yeah,
lumberjack.
Hard
punched me.
Paul Bunyan.
I punched him back. Yeah, and his buddy kicked me in the face and broke my tooth.
It's a piece of hard candy.
Hard.
But Johnny,
I'm going
tell
with the story too. I'm going with it.
Go with his story.
I'm with it.
It was actually a Mike and Ike.
When we're on the Monday at golf, and he was telling that to this lady, and she's like buying it. Well, I'm like, that is not
you know, John comes across.
He does.
First impression, man.
He is
you
BS
believe
for a living.
Everything he says.
She's looking at him
straight
like,
face.
Oh, she's like, oh, sorry for my.
Oh, my God.
The guy swung at me.
And then I bit into a piece of Mike and Ike and it broke.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Frank?
Hey, I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful
day. Don't say anything.
Why?
But what you and I were talking about before we went on the air, a project you and I are going to be
involved
in.
Yeah, we're
going
to do something.
You think it's going to work, don't you?
I think it's fantastic. I got actors
in mind.
Jim
and Todd have actually, this is the only time. Well, Todd is always nice. But Jim is just like, tries to crush my hopes and dreams.
I just want
every
to work.
Single time this... I mention anything. Jim, but it was just refreshing.
Jim was a mayor. You know this,
I
right?
I know that.
And he's a planner, and he knows, what's it called? BS? He just knows it.
I do. I have a good meter for that.
Yeah,
this thing, though,
meter.
Out of all the stuff, but I've been working with him for over a year, this thing may have legs.
I think it's strong.
And
when you said something to me at first when I came in, I'm like, I almost like, what?
You kind of started laughing
what,
at
what
first.
Are you talking about? Yeah. Is this your Sinatra tribute thing again?
But Frank, you know why?
Why?
This is going to work is because he's learning that he's bringing other people in.
Yeah.
And Ace, you... Yeah. Yeah. Couple other things.
You talk to Dennis from the Carl band.
I mean, Tarl.
Tarl, from Carl, Carlton. Yep.
Yeah. You get those kind of people on your team, and then you can carry John.
And John, you have legitimacy with your books. You have legitimacy.
Yes, a veteran project. Yes.
So you bring in a qualified author.
Okay.
This could work.
Okay, but let me just
I want, and I get 10%, right?
Okay. Let me just say one thing about him.
30.
But he, okay, so he's 30. Criticizing me because I try to do things on my own, okay?
Okay.
And possibly fail. Okay, he's had 14 yes people around him
his entire life, and those lobbyists.
And none of them would say no.
Here's an envelope, Jim.
Exactly.
Can you get this done for me?
Me and Mendendez or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, his fingerprints were on the envelope.
I know. Did you see that?
Where he's sewed, his wife or somebody used to sew
money in his
coats.
400,000.
Yeah.
Do you know that he could be sentenced to 200 years?
Are you kidding
me? He's like 80, isn't
no,
he?
But think about 70. The life he's led the last 10 years.
I know, right?
I know.
Yeah. More and more. And gold bars.
Gold bars.
Yeah.
But that one time I went to Jim's office when he was mayor about something, and I said, hey, could we do that? He says, listen, I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee, okay? He goes, you put something on my desk, and when I come back, I'm going to put the newspaper down on top of it, and then we'll talk.
And,
and the thickness of the envelope will determine how much support you get from the mayor's
office. How high the newspaper is.
Exactly. That's what he used to do.
That's just so untrue.
So how you doing, Frank?
Frank, it's nice to see you.
I appreciate you guys getting me in so quick, because I got a brand new show opening up this weekend, runs for the next 4 weeks. I've been promoting this all summer long. Of course, you know, I did the, you know, it's called Bay Beach Boy. So I was at the Beach Boy concert. I didn't meet Stamos, but you know, he said hi to me. But
did you? Okay. Yeah. I told these guys, do you know what happened to him up in Marquette, my hometown?
No.
Do you remember that? He got extorted by this woman who said he was like doing yada. It went to court. It went to actual Marquette County Court. John Stamos up there walking the streets of Marquette because this girl tried to set him up. Wow. And extort like $1 million from him.
Wow. Yeah. She must have been good.
I know he's good looking. Yeah. Is he a good drummer?
He's a fantastic musician. Yeah, and he's a showman. He's a showman. But one of the things why we were there is because in this next show, you know, we're doing all Beach Boy music. So kind of the thing was like a promotion within a promotion. You know, they had the Beach Boys there. There was 10,000 people. There was a fantastic show.
10,000 people at that?
Oh my God! Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow!
Yeah, it was great.
When I saw you sing there, not that.
Yeah, but the Rockers game. Yeah.
We're doing 10,000.
There was 1,200. There was 1,200 there.
Yeah, it was fun. I could see you. I had a good sight line to you. Well, that's a lot. You did a great job.
Thank
so
you.
The that we went to the Rockers.
Yeah.
I don't know who they played. Whatever. But what I do like about
the stadium
is that they Capital have Credit entertainment area? Besides
yeah.
the product on the field. Correct. You guys were great.
Thank you. Yeah, I brought the whole cast. Are we sang the national anthem? It was wonderful. It was
better
than... Hey, are you going to talk about it?
I
have nothing but empathy for that girl. Nothing but empathy.
You were sober.
Was she really drunk?
Oh, yeah. She checked into rehab. She checked in immediately to rehab. It's all
when you drink, you can sing off pitch. It has happened to me in the past.
Well,
but not that time. But
let me tell you something. And I know that I know you had an issue one time at a Packers.
Yeah.
Okay, I did an event a couple of weeks ago, and on the spur of the moment, I asked the guy if he'd recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
This is a veteran, and he screwed up the words. Yeah. There's something different to be said about when you're. Yeah. I mean, everybody can sing along, but when it's on spot, and you all of a sudden.
Yep.
I had to start saying the thing to pick it up for him.
Oh, really?
So that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It can really, and even the most dedicated professional Patriots, but we would go to that outdoor rosary, and this lady was in church singing a rosary every day. And then when she had to do it in front of everybody, she messed up the Hail Mary.
That's exactly what I mean.
I know.
It's a human condition.
Yeah.
It's a human condition.
Is that the one that does that show?
We got some beautiful crucifixes for sale. We got half price off this thing.
Okay.
Peter,
burn, baby, burn.
We got some St. Christopher's working.
Be careful.
And you're going to hell.
Be careful.
It's a little Dana
you
Carvey.
Think you got some beautiful crucifixes.
Isn't that special?
You know the lady I'm talking about that nut with one eye or something?
I thought you were talking about church.
I'm not trying. No, I'm just being honest. She's on TV. She's a telemarketer.
You need her prayers to make your project work. God. Don't be picking
I'm not. I grew up with nuns, okay?
Okay. Anyway, that can happen. But this lady, though, she admitted today or yesterday that she was drunk when she went out there.
Yeah.
And then she checked herself into rehab.
Like you said, it's not hard enough as it is to sing the national anthem. Not hard enough to sing the national anthem on national TV.
Get this, though.
But let's get drunk before
Frank, isn't that the toughest song to sing?
It is very tough to sing. She knew all the words, but she had a pitch problem.
Right.
She lost her pitch. She lost it where she was, and she tried to jazz it up, and it got worse and worse. It's kind of like Carl Lewis. Remember when he started
hot? He started too hot yesterday.
He started too hot. You got to know. You got to know where, because it's quite a range.
Right.
You know, it's a 2-octave song. You got to start. Oh, say. So you start at that low note because you want to hit that big thing at the end.
Yeah.
Now, when I screwed up at the Packer game, I just screwed up a line.
Right.
I still had the timing was down, and the pitch.
Anybody would have noticed if
nobody
you just kept going. I don't think anybody would have noticed.
I just said, and the Rockets Red Glare twice.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
But the words are on the Jumbotron, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know that, and I should have looked.
Wow.
Oh.
I should have looked.
Yes.
We didn't know that.
That would have helped out a lot. I remember walking off the field, because I know Aaron Rodgers. He's looking at me the whole time. He
really?
Didn't smile or nothing.
I gave one of those.
I bet you felt good walking off.
Hey, Aaron. How's it going?
Yeah.
You're gone.
Frank is in the house. We're back after this.
A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch him surfing at
outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside USA.
Santa Cruz entrance.
Inside USA.
Australia's Caribbean.
Inside USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside USA.
And down Bohemian Way.
Inside USA.
Everybody's gone surfing.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 7:20 in a beautiful morning. Like we said, maybe the nicest day of summer, so why not do a Beach Boys tribute?
Right. You know, and you're going to hear Beach Boy music today. In fact, because Amy and I are at Klipstein Park from 11:30 to 2 today, and we're going to showcase some of the music we're doing in our next show called Bay Beach Boys. This show is all about Bay Beach. And Jim, I've wanted to remind you about this. 22 years ago, I called you and said, hey, and we were just getting to know each other back then. And I said, hey, Jim, can
We've
I get two
just begun?
I need two benches. I need
That's
two
carpenters.
Park benches, those green park benches. He goes, oh, yeah, just go. And you had me go to a park, and I just picked up two. Like, I stole them.
They're not chained down?
And then I brought them back to the public works, and they said, okay. And then the next year I called you again, and I went and picked them up again at this park. I didn't bring them back after that.
Wow.
I think
props.
I thought, hey, you know what, Jim?
Where are people going to sleep?
Does Jim even care that I'm bringing these? And I got original park bench. These things got to be 50 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I paint them green every year.
You paint them because we do maintenance on them.
And if you come and see the show, now I remember Bay Beach where they would put these stencils on the garbage cans and on everything. They'd say Bay Beach, but they were really bad at it. Like the A would be this way and the Y would be this way. So I did that same kind of look for a set.
Summer student workers.
Yes. Well, and that's what it is. And that's what this show is all about. A crazy story, and Jim, correct me if I'm wrong. I made this statistic up, but in 1982, 83, and 84,
listen to
82, 83, and 84, 34 couples that met at Bay Beach got married. So I did the math. Since 1892 till now, that is over 1,300 couples who have met and got married. So I say 1,000. Is that
so
true?
They had kids? So like,
they got married.
I know, they met at Bay Beach. Yeah.
And the joke is 54% of them still are married.
Hey. Okay, is Babe? Why did you say 1892?
Now, it's when it opened. Started.
Are you
Beach?
Serious?
Yeah. 1892.
And that is one of the giant.
I thought it opened while I've been in Green Bay.
It's the oldest.
No, that's not the oldest. I think it's the sixth oldest amusement park. There's a couple of them.
But the longest running.
Yeah, it's not number one.
Used to actually swim there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had a roller coaster. They had crazy rides at people.
They had a roller coaster before the Zip and Dip.
Oh, my God.
You have led your entire life saying you're the first person to bring a roller coaster to Green Bay. You have, too.
No, it's bring back the beach, bring back.
Why can't they swim there anymore?
And why did they swim there? Have you gone in the water? It's kind of a cleanup thing,
we're almost there.
Yeah, you're almost there.
The science is there. Now it's just funding to put the sand and the beach in and some of the
other
things.
That's a lot of work that needs to be done.
But that was a 10-year cleanup, too, to do the bay and everything. But this Meet the Real Beach Boys.
Yeah.
That is from Bay Beach
at
the summer dances.
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
And that's where these couples met?
They met, and I kind of base it on a friend of mine, Lori Crooks and Hank Crooks. They met in 1982. They got married in 1987. So I play him, but we're in 1964 and 1965 because that's the heyday of the Beach Boys.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I kind of do the story of those two, how they met at the bumper cars, and then they go on to the merry-go-round, and some of the funny things that happened at Bay Beach back in the 60s and even now, like height restrictions on how to get on a ride. Like my boys are in the show, Harrison and Blake, and my 13-year-old is taller than my 25-year-old, so we make jokes about that. Also about the boss relationship with an employee. Okay,
You research this stuff? How do you know about this?
I mean, I've been to Bay Beach a lot.
Okay,
that's his research.
We'll go with
lots
that.
Of research.
Yeah, a lot. There is a lot of research on Bay Beach, but I think you also took some editing.
I did a lot of liberty.
Creative license.
I did interview folks that met at Bay Beach and then got married. Yes. Oh, for sure.
Well, how'd you find them?
They went to school with me, and they're married. 34 couples in 1982, 83, and 84 met at Bay Beach and got married. And that's a true fact. So I just made up the big fact.
Wow. Yeah. I believe that that can happen. Because what's great about Bay Beach, being it's a municipal amusement park, is we get people from different schools.
Yes.
And East, West, Notre Dame, Lutheran. And my kids liked working there because they got to meet people outside their little sphere of Notre Dame. Bay Beach, you got to admit, they have country western night for the kids.
Yes.
They have different parties for the kids. They close the beach down and have parties, and they get to meet each other. So I believe that happened, because I think there's a lot of people, and you're at an age where you want to meet people.
It is. It's the high school and college age kids. And right when they're just starting to meet people.
Right.
And that's kind of what our story's based on. Plus, you got the Beach Boys.
That's a great story.
Great music. We play almost all the songs are from the Beach Boys, but everything's from 1964 and 1965.
Love that era.
Great
music.
The harmonies. My girls.
You know what? I think the Beatles killed great music.
Really?
I'm not a fan of the British Invasion. Okay. I'm a big fan of all
the
music.
We could debate on and on.
I'm a big fan of all the music right up until the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah. I'm the only person in America that would say that.
You are, my friend.
I love the old 60s.
You know what's
music.
Funny you say that, because we do actually a Beatles song in the show. Because Ticket to Ride. Get it? Ticket to
Got
Ride.
Got it. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, Frank,
my only Beatles song I like is Back in the USSR.
Okay.
From their last album.
That Ticket to Ride. That makes a lot of sense. And that. What a great story. When does it open? How long is it running?
It opens this Friday. And we always
19th.
We'd always do a benefit show where $10 of every ticket goes to a 501c. This time it's going to the Brillian Library. My wife is on the board at the Brillian Library.
Nice.
So $10 of every ticket goes to this. But it runs for 4 weeks. 13 times you can come see the show. We have two matinees at the end of the run on Thursday and Saturday. Shows are at 7:30. The matinees are at 1 o'clock. You get tickets at ticketstaronline.com, meyertheater.org. Call me. Stop me on the street. I will get you tickets.
But we need
folks to come out. Summertime, there's a lot going on out there, and we understand that the tickets it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday every week for 4 weeks.
But how do you keep doing it?
I love it.
I mean, at what point does your brain?
I don't work.
You know what I'm saying? At what point?
This is so much fun.
Process,
I'm never going to stop.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Matt even said to me, "Hey, how long you want to do this?" Gable, the manager, he goes, "How long you?" I go, "Till you kick me out.
Wow.
Till we stop selling
God
tickets."
Bless. Yeah.
And you know what? We have a great season ticket following. We have season ticket holds from Manistique all the way down to Rockford to Eau Claire. You know, all the way to Kewaunee.
You engage the audience, and it's summers are great in Green Bay, but this is 7:30. I mean, you can be out all day. Golf, whatever you do,
you
garden,
still can come
and
relax.
Come back at night and just a relaxing night, and grab something to eat. Hopefully, at one of our restaurants down here.
We have some partners right downtown, of course, Hagermeister, whatever. But the shows are 2 hours long. We take you away from your regular life for 2 hours.
Yeah,
for 2 hours we do that.
They escape.
It's jam packed of comedy, great music.
And
you guys are hugely popular in Manitowoc.
Yes,
at the Civic Center.
Civic Center. We're not doing the show at the Civic Center this year. We don't do summer shows, but we're back there in the fall.
Okay.
There you go. Seventh season.
But you're here at the Meyer Theater, downtown Green Bay, on Washington Street.
But tonight,
opens up Friday.
Yeah. Opens this Friday.
This Friday, the 19th.
7:30.
Right.
Yep, and
runs 19th. Through.
Right.
But today or tonight?
Today we're at Klipstein Park.
Okay.
11:30 to 2 p.m. Amy and I will be doing the Elvis and the Reba. I'll even break out some Cher today. If I could turn back time. I'm going to do some of that. My son, Harrison, who's a phenomenal singer.
Yeah,
5'10", still has that beautiful angelic young voice. Hasn't hit puberty yet, so I'll have him doing some of
that. Do you think I have an angelic young voice?
You have an angelic face.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Jim says I can't carry a tune. Is that true?
Well, we've talked about this,
I know,
this, John.
But is it him or is
reality
it?
Is hard. We do this.
Roll the mushrooms.
We do this song in the show.
This is...
I sing the bass in
that's
this
pretty good.
That's pretty good.
You know what? You know what I'm good at?
What?
If you ever do an Ike and Tina Turner,
yeah,
I can do Ike.
You can do Ike.
I can do Proud Mary. I'm not even kidding.
We could do a sing-off between the two of you one morning.
Who does the better Ike?
I could do that.
In general.
Thanks for having
rolling
me, guys.
On the
Frank,
river.
Yeah. We got to get to see you guys. You guys are so great.
That was me. That was
Bay Beach
Ike.
Boys at the Meyer Theater. Get your tickets. This is a fun show for the whole family.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin farm families are not immune to illness, injury, loss, or natural disaster. Now, they've got a shoulder to lean on. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Wisconsin has just become a part of the Farm Rescue Network. Farm Rescue is not new, but it is new to Wisconsin. Dan Erdman, their marketing program manager, says that they recognized immediately that Wisconsin would be a great new addition of states that they service, and he explains what their goals numbers-wise really are.
I don't know that we have a specific number in mind. We launched into Illinois last year, and we had, I think, a half dozen families that we, you know, supported through through harvest and now planting services this year as well. I don't know. I want to say the sky's the limit, but it's all about just making those connections first. We'd love to see at least a dozen families in Wisconsin that we can help here during harvest. It's just about getting the word out and making those connections and finding those families that could use our support.
Dan Erdman, he's the marketing program manager at Farm Rescue. The group started in 2005, but again, are brand new in Wisconsin. If you know a farm family that could use a little help, you can find out more about their services at farmrescue.org.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has announced their four finalists for the Farming for the Future Award. They include Tiffany Coleman from Manitowoc County, Josh and Kristen Joseph from Richland County, Jacob and Jennifer Haywish from Waupaca County, Jacob and Eliza Bobolts from Rock County. And there's four finalists for the Outstanding Agriculture Professional Award. That includes Kat Pepper from Sauk County, Travis and Bethany Sen from Polk County, Brooke Trustum from Rock County, and Tammy Wiedenbeck from Grant County. Winners will be announced in December. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We may catch an isolated sprinkle this afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sun. 74 our high today. Clear tonight, down to 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. Friday, sunny with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back again on a beautiful Wednesday morning here. Special thanks to Big Frank Hermans. Actually, what's his name, Jim?
Yeah, Frank.
Frank what?
Frank, and it's a great show.
Yeah, no, coming what's his last name?
It is called Bay Beach Boys. What's starts this Friday.
who's the star
July
of that?
19th.
Who's the star?
So, Frank.
Frank
and Amy.
Todd,
and
who's the star of that show? Hermes?
Okay, he just Frank wants Hermes? To. He teases me all the time about.
He can't say Hermans. He can't say Holmgren. And he can't say Hermes. Yeah. Something with H's. Just I know. Throw him off.
I can't say anything. Yeah. I have a very hard time pronouncing things.
Did you tell them about your tooth and why you spent the money instead of. You usually go pretty cheap. I was surprised when I read that.
So what did you spend the $100 on?
No, $100. He spent
$2,800 yesterday.
Ooh.
He went to. He had a toothache.
I didn't know Medicare doesn't pay for dental.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Until I told him, get a supplement, but he, of course, no, I didn't do that. So so he goes to the dentist. Tell me what you would do. He's had this toothache that he's been whining about.
Like, I don't think it's whining.
Not just, like, mentioning it. Like, I'm talking about ad nauseum every day. Oh, my tooth, my ear, my nose. Anyway, he goes to the dentist, and he says, okay, this is interesting. You got an option. One, we can pull the tooth.
Sure.
And it'd be
for $241.
$241.
So always the cheapest option.
Yeah.
Pull the tooth and you'll be out of here. You'll be fine. You don't need it.
Right. It's back here. It's their first molar.
First molar.
Sure.
Right. But he said he knows Johnny's industry, right?
Sure.
Media, TV. Or we can grind it and fill it and all this other stuff for $2,800.
Yeah.
And John's like, well, cheap as I am, I'm going to go with the. Pull through the. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. If we pull the tooth, you're probably going to have a lisp.
Oh.
So John buys it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
And spends the $2,800.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And listen to him. He's got a lisp.
Wow. You know what? That's the first funny thing you've said on this show in 13 months. Congratulations. No. For 13 months, but you finally said something funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow.
I would have went with the pulling and then just learned how to smile different.
That's what I would. I actually asked the girl, the assistant, I said, do you see it when I smile? She smiled a little bit.
You could have tried something new.
Yeah.
Show me someone who. With a molar that has a, without a molar that has a lisp.
It's something to do with the air, the way your air comes out.
Absolutely. Yes, the acoustics are all
yes,
off
doctor.
In there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons it was so exciting because I broke my tooth on vacation. I think I told you guys that. I got in a bar fight.
Yeah. Okay.
The guy punched me. I punched him. He punched me back.
It's a piece of hard candy.
Later on, I had Ike and Mike that broke it.
It's just not
manly when you say you broke your tooth on a piece of Ike and Mike licorice.
I will say Ben did break your tooth on a mint candy.
I did.
Did you
I
really? Did.
Yeah. Right. On a mint candy, I bit it and there was like a super crunch.
Yes.
And I was that was too big of a crunch.
I broke one time at halftime. This was a painful thing. Halftime of a high school football game in November, real colding, and they had frozen Snicker bars.
Ooh.
And I bit into one, and the filling came out.
Oh. Wow.
So you know that feeling when you lose every cold breath
that's
you took was like, oh, my God.
That's hitting an open nerve.
That was an open nerve. Frozen Snickers bar.
Yeah. I feel like that mint was at the orthodontist, too, wasn't it? Were they just given, that's their sales technique. Yeah. Like, here, have a mint.
Break a tooth.
Yes. So speaking of real estate.
Malcor, Bay Area real estate in the house.
So real estate people, it's always in the news. I think we are hearing some positive things that interest rates may take a tick down.
Yeah.
Although we said that because the election's coming up. But
You didn't say that. You just kept saying, let's just wait. You didn't make any real predictions because so volatile.
And we're really hearing the same thing, you know, about the rates too. I know I should just sit forward.
So how are things? how are things in our community here with real estate?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. To be honest, we didn't even tee that one up.
Thanks so much for asking.
I know.
I thought you weren't going to bring notes anymore because we just don't pay attention. We're going to bring it anyway.
This one's really small.
She ends up throwing them out anyway.
She gave up on us.
I know. This is just one thing.
Okay.
we're learning. Just come with one.
Yeah.
I know. And just go from there. So, everything is positive in Northeast Wisconsin.
Awesome.
So this is from the May, I think, 2024 Realtor Report on WRA. The median price is slightly up. Sales are...
What is the median price?
The median price for Brown County is $310,000.
Yeah, I remember it was like 160,000.
Oh yeah, right.
And we're up from the regional average. So the regional average, I'm gonna put on my readers, is 285.
Okay.
Yeah, right now. Well, these don't fit quite as
but
well.
But I mean, this is really a healthy area, isn't it, Brown County?
Yeah. So we in Brown County, I think our median went up. It's 310,444.
What can you get for that? Same.
You know what? You can get a really nice house for that, honestly.
Yeah, probably a nice 3-bed, 2-bed ranch.
Okay.
You know, somewhere on the outskirts.
Yeah, probably
1,600 square feet.
Yeah, probably 1,600, 1,800 square feet. Okay. You can get for that.
Yeah, you can get a really nice, decent house
but
for that.
So it's close to the 200 a square foot, but I mean, I know builders hate using that.
Yeah.
You know, that formula, but just as kind of like a ballpark.
Yeah, square foot pricing is tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as a guy's had some real estate... That still sounds high to me, but
doesn't
I mean,
it,
but it does, it right?
Yeah.
But if the market's the market, and you know, you just have to prepare for that and get money from your parents or from the bank. I mean, that's not. Yeah. I mean, a downswing on that could be $60,000 down payment.
Is there any business, any entity that controls itself more than real estate? Like, you guys can try to do something, or bankers could try to do something, but the market just.
Oh yeah,
it's a beast that. Controls itself.
Yeah. It's living, breathing. It's like the stock market. It's up, it's down. Right. And it is. It's literally week to week. It's week to week.
And we tell our sellers that all the time. It has nothing to do with our number that we give you, though we do a lot of research on it. It doesn't matter what you want to sell. It matters what the buyers want to pay for it. Yeah. That's it.
It's all it is.
The day.
Yep. Yeah. And how's the inventory? I know that was really tight.
I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. She put her glasses on.
I know. They're really tiny numbers, and these are old eyes.
Didn't know you wore glasses.
I know. I have contacts and glasses. No. That's how bad it is.
At the same time, your eyes are that bad?
Yeah, when I read.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, no wonder he looks so good to you. Just throwing it out there.
3.4 we've got an average for this area. 3.2 months of inventory in Brown County, which is up.
Yeah.
So it was around two. We've gone up. Door County is at 6, but you know, they've got a different market up there.
Yeah, totally different world.
They've got, you know, higher priced homes that kind of, you know, drag that out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are new housing starts? Do you have, or I can get that from the city, but that's
That's not going to be on here, but we are seeing, especially up in Door County. I've just spent the last couple of days up there, but a lot of new development, and here too. I mean, they're popping up everywhere.
Oh,
so, you know, and I know builders, you know, there's a wait list wherever you go, you know, and I think it's come down a little bit. It's ticked down in the amount of time.
You mean to get it built, to get started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know during COVID, it was probably like 2 or 3 years.
The supply chain was all affected, and not that's perfect, but it's much better than it was. So I hope these, you know, they're good jobs. They pay very well, but that all drives up the cost of your house. You know, because you can make a good living being a builder.
Absolutely. Oh. And
better than weekend.
I think in that field too, I just don't think they're getting the same, you know, people aren't going into that field, those skilled laborers.
Which is crazy to me. If I could go back in time, I swear that's what I go into the trades.
Yeah. Yep.
It's never been a better time to go into the trades, and fewer people are going into it than ever. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. It just,
I put out the call how many times? 50 times saying, I'm available. Yeah. I want to be a framer. I'll just be a laborer, a cement guy. Nobody calls.
Nobody.
The word's out. See, whereas you send these students in, they can learn a skill, and they got energy. They want to work. They don't tell people how it should be done. They actually listen. That's the kind of employee they're looking for, Johnny.
Which sounds like me.
No, I know you guys were talking about National Hot Dog Day, which I love a good dog.
You ever have the foot logs at Costco?
No, but I heard you talking about it this morning.
Oh, my God. You're the
guy.
By
the time I get done with Costco, I have just got to get out.
Yeah, I know. I hear that. That's great. I agree.
You can get them to go.
Okay. Maybe
but
next time.
It is $1.50 with a drink.
Yeah. Ooh.
But they just give you the cup. I never fill the cup. Yeah. I don't like soda anyway. But it's still, even without the drink, it's still worth $1.50.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're great dogs.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And the buns are steamed a little bit. Yeah, you know, it's like they know what they're doing.
I know. Nice. I was listening this morning. Yeah.
But I agree with you too. But you just want to get out of that store.
So my point is tomorrow is National Listening Day.
listening.
Yeah. I did not know this.
Yeah, I know. I figured that wasn't on your guys' radar.
No, no, not at all.
Todd's applauding. Thank you. Yeah. Very nice.
What does that? How do you honor that?
Maybe you should. Maybe you should do this, Jim. I think it means don't interrupt people when they're trying to explain their dreams and their endeavors. Did you hear my thing this morning about my mushrooms?
No.
What do you think?
Honestly, that really caught my attention because I was starting to get ready and I was like, are they talking about mushrooms?
Yes.
I'm
going to make a lot of money on this.
$150? I don't know. It's all relative. Is $150 a lot of money?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have any to start.
Right.
For sure.
I'm building a mushroom farm.
You are.
Up in the UP.
That usually starts with a hole or a cave.
No. It starts in a log, an old log. Drill a hole and you put the like wooden dowels with the spores on them.
Yeah.
And then you cover them up with a little bit of wax and then they just blossom like you can't believe. Shiitake. Yeah. And what was the other one? Wine cap?
Yeah. What's going to be cool is like when you go apple picking, right? They say this is apples over there, these are over there, and you take the family and you might go pick there. So he's going to have a mushroom farm similar to that where you just go harvest your own mushrooms. Uh-huh. They'll have signs there, and then they're going to have like a little test kitchen and how to cook them. And you can have this garlic in here. And this,
I'm
this
having
burger.
A test kitchen?
Well, I
don't know anything about this.
You'll sell more, Johnny. They say, what kind are these?
Yeah, you got to represent.
Thank you.
When they show up and you see they didn't buy a certain kind, then you say, Try this. Oh, God, this is really good. Oh, I see you didn't buy those. Go back and pick some of those. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And did you say wine cap mushrooms?
Yeah.
Is that really a mushroom?
Yeah, they're phenomenal. But here's what I'm doing, okay? So I'm going to cut up the logs in like a foot and a half long.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay? Take them to the market. I mean, the guy from Howard Commons?
That's not going to work.
It's going to work, Jim.
I'm going.
Hey, National Listening Day.
I know.
No, not yet.
So I'm going to get a van, old van. And I'm going to have it like a baker's van type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have it like real humid in there with water and moisture and everything.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to bring out the actual foot and a half long log.
That's going to be wonderful to work in.
I know.
During the farmer's market.
Yes. So anyway, I'm going to bring the actual logs right on my counter. So people want fresh produce at a farmer's market, they can pick their own right off the log.
Wow.
You can't get fresher than that.
Yeah. No, you can't.
You can't. It's impossible.
Yeah. So what's going to be your per mushroom price?
Well, here it is. He's going to sell them by the mushroom, which he goes, everybody does. Nobody does. And so, but online, if he gets the right thing here, like these fresh wild morels.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. 10 pounds.
Like $1,000?
$699.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$600?
Yeah.
$699.
Yeah. Wow. $700. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
$699. Jeez. Wild black trumpet mushrooms?
I don't know about those. I don't know what they are.
Well, no worry. They're out of stock.
Oh. I think this
Which
could be
means
huge.
Increased demand.
Right.
By the way,
there you go.
Do you guys have any property that's not selling that I could plant a few crops? like Door County?
Door County.
Wouldn't
there
you this go? Be huge in Door County?
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah.
It would.
Right. Yes. Right in Newport.
Organic
Park.
Mushrooms, 4 pounds, $169.
Mine are going to be organic.
Yeah.
Four pounds.
Do you guys have a dog?
We do.
We do.
Do you let him eat goldfish?
Not goldfish.
You we mean also like have the crackers? A goldfish.
No, just go. No. The real thing. Do you let him? Have you ever had a vet say, "Oh yeah, feed him guppies"?
No.
Okay. They don't go. We obviously don't go to the same vet.
So get this.
Very
so
holistic.
So his dog,
very
which
holistic.
Is the only dog that can't swim.
He's learning. He's in lessons.
He actually wears floaties in his little swim lessons.
He's 2 years old.
It was too hot for his dog today, so he went and bought him a little
Sunday.
Swimming pool.
It was hot Sunday.
Yeah.
It was too hot. It was too hot Sunday.
Fills it up with water, and the person there says, you should buy some guppies. And he's like, why? Well, dogs love to eat guppies, and it's good for the thing.
And it gets them in the pool to go chase the guppies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure.
I bought, and they're only 22 cents. So I bought 5 guppies, and they were swimming in the pool. And I said, Milton, look at that. It took him a while to like see that. And he's like, wow, what is that? So, yes, I
was
bought.
Was he afraid of that? A little bit? A little nervous?
He's a little. I wish he wouldn't be such a squish, but
So he wants his dog to eat guppies.
Did it eat any of them?
No, he's not yet.
Not yet.
But anyway, yeah. It's.
I'll tell you, we have a goldfish named Jim.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, we do.
I like that. Yeah. All right, we're going to set a quick break.
We'll talk real estate.
The Malcors are with us back after this.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids sighing in her sleep.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back. The Malcors are in the house. Ben and Deanna from Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, located right down the block. Do you guys just walk to work?
We do.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Ben, just right over the bridge.
Ben,
huh?
Ben doesn't right now, but
not right now.
he can't make that kind of distance.
I gotta pace myself.
How did you hurt your back originally?
I fell
the funeral business.
No, I fell out of a tree. We had a tree in our backyard, big weeping willow that got struck by lightning. It was tearing down the tree, and I was talking to some buddies, and they're like, you know, you got to take care of that or the tree's going to die.
Right.
So I went up there, you know, did everything they tell you not to do.
Right.
Yeah. You know, those old, like, rickety wooden ladders? Ah. Like, he was on that, on the very, like, beyond where they're like, don't step here.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure not.
Want to see this scar?
Yeah.
I've showed you that one before, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like in the UP, in the language translation-wise, when it says don't use the top step of a stepladder as a step, in the UP, it means, yeah, you can use it.
Yeah,
yeah, go
so
right
I did. So I put in Christmas decoration in the garage, and it collapsed, and I caught that on the door opener runner.
That'll get you.
Yep. But I taped, listen to the lie. The reason I got such a bad scar, I taped it up with duct tape.
Yeah.
And I didn't do a thing.
Oh,
didn't even look at it for like three days.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah,
I think
like
I poured some vodka on it, and then that was it.
I like that you did the UP translation.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's just another thing. You know, when you see a deer crossing thing, in UP language, it means shoot this sign.
Yeah.
Because in the UP, you will not see a deer crossing sign without holes in it. You will not.
I know, I have to watch.
Everyone will be shot through.
That
guaranteed.
Is so funny.
Yes.
Do the state troopers up in Michigan, do they still have that huge just single red light up?
Yeah,
the
big bubble. The
that
bubble
is
top.
So awesome. So
they are
old school.
They are. You will never, ever get a break from a state trooper in Michigan.
Oh, no. Really?
State police, you will never get a break.
Man.
Never.
Well, they want to keep their
good to know
jobs up there. So
I remember when I was in high school, I was delivering flowers, and I got stopped. But I had the radio real loud. Or an 8-track blur, you know, we're an American band. Cranking real loud. And I didn't notice him behind me going down the highway first.
Oh.
So he actually pulled up right alongside me and starts pointing, pull over.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And I go, yo, I've never had a ticket. He goes, you got one now. Oh, yeah. State police in Michigan are not nice at
all. Good to know.
You know, we're done. This real estate we're talking about that we're going to get back to. But you talk about, I don't think we should scare some new buyers with 319 being the median price. That just means that's there's still houses for a couple hundred thousand. Now, you may have to do
definitely.
Some work
absolutely.
On them.
Definitely.
But there are houses in Green Bay. They're maybe 1,000 square feet.
Oh, 11, yeah.
But if you can get something with where the foundation is good, and, and we have, that is.
Good
you have inspectors that come out. They might say, hey, look, you know, you're looking at a new roof down the road, and you can factor that in. But I just think some people are just so, like, I can't, I don't have $319,000.
Almost like intimidated.
You intimidated them out of the market. But I think if they call you guys, you have quite the range.
Oh, you know, and it's absolutely. All about where it is, too. Location is key. So, and, you know, that's kind of the median average amongst our whole area.
The county, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, beyond that, it's whole northeast Wisconsin.
Oh,
so
that's right.
It's one, well, actually, that was Brown County's number 310, but. you know, if you want to live downtown, like I love living downtown. If you want to be downtown, there's a lot more value in the houses here. They're a lot less to come in. And some of them have been flipped, rehabbed, and just beautiful. But you can get a better house for your money.
Right. You walk right down here and you might hear some streets. Oh, I don't know about that street, but go there now. I mean, yeah. So with some of these neighbor works projects that have gone under place, some of the, not low doc, that's business, but whatever these loans that some people can get, as long as it goes into the house, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's
some down payment assistance.
I don't know if you were, I think you might've been mayor. We were involved with that thing when I was in real estate. Downtown, live here, love here, or live it, love it.
Yes, on the west side,
yeah, so we were going around to these different neighborhoods and going into these houses, and unfortunately, about 80% of them, people didn't own it, said, who's the owner, and they didn't know.
The money that was for live it, love it was owner-occupied.
Okay. Yeah.
And like Johnny was trying to sell that program, but it's the people...
They didn't own the house.
We don't go to renters. Because there's something to be said, you know, which kind of makes sense, but if the owner lives in the house, they're just it's just better for the neighborhood.
It is.
It's going to be more welcome.
But what I'm saying is
there's some great tenants out there.
But what I'm saying is when I did go in some of those houses, like some of those little bungalows, they were great.
Aren't
they
the molding?
The architecture. Amazing. And the molding.
Arch, the molding.
You can't, you can't beat the character in those older homes.
Yeah, like on Kellogg and some of these streets on, you know, just close here on the
even
west side.
Ashland,
but,
this end of Ashland? These,
And the east side too
has.
There's
some beautiful homes in this
city. Right. Some of that molding might have been painted 14 different colors.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's still incredible ornate stuff.
And hardwood floors, which I love.
And all of that stuff is so expensive to do now. So if you're going to build that into a home now, you're not building that for $310,000.
And there's neighborhoods you wouldn't think of, like off of Mather, that area where you come in off of there. Those neighborhoods, those little houses are spectacular.
They are.
Super cute
they
homes
are.
Over
they
there.
Are. And they are starting. I mean, we are seeing kind of this, you know, more owner-occupied homes in the city because people are wanting to have that lifestyle where they don't have to drive everywhere. So we are seeing more owner-occupied.
Yep.
And you can really see it when you drive down the streets, you know, in the homes.
I agree. And it maybe it's like, well, it's not the best, but if you get, you know, four or five sales of owner occupied, that can change a neighborhood very, very quickly.
It's
then you have a couple block parties, so you get to meet each other and
you get really invested.
The city gives you $25 to get like not alcohol, but like buns or ketchup and stuff. And give you the barricades, you pick them up. And I mean, that's what takes building a neighborhood. And you know, that can be done. It's just in you as being.
And there are some, there are like enclaves in this town that people don't know about.
I mean, I know some because I have friends who bought it. They're like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, especially if they move from somewhere else. Yeah. They're like, I can't believe I got this for X. And it's
The only negative is if it's your height. Me and Jim would be fine. Yeah. The basements are pretty low.
The basements are low.
I do want to bring up one thing because you mentioned a new roof. We were just talking to a lender yesterday, and he brought up home insurance and how that has just skyrocketed.
Yeah, exponentially.
Yeah, and so we've kind of taken it upon ourselves now too, with not necessarily just new home buyers or first time home buyers, but really everyone. If you haven't bought a home for a while,
basically home warranty.
Start looking for insurance right away because the costs have gone up dramatically. And a lot of times they want some of those old roofs changed before they'll even insure it.
But the home insurance has gone so is the house though. I mean, in their defense,
but not at the same rate.
Right, they've gone up
we're,
more.
We're talking, numbers of, 20-30%.
Okay, but Bay Area Realty, you guys know all that stuff. When people are looking, I just think it's important that when they call you and, we're thinking of buying a house and people say, oh, you can't afford it. You can't afford it. Maybe there is something.
But
financing you have with.
We get them right connected to a lender because you would be amazed what they can come up with.
Right. And then there's some programs out there. I mean, every politician wants homeowners. Yeah. So there's money out there for.
NeighborWorks is amazing.
Aren't they great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
so
fantastic
anyway,
organization.
You guys know everything. People need to call you first.
No question. And you know downtown. You know this area. I mean, you know Door County, whatever. But I mean, you guys know what's going on.
Been around. Yeah.
Folks, seriously, if you're thinking about buying or selling, Bed Indiana Malcor, Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, right here on the corner of Walnut and Broadway. Wonderful place. You will not go wrong. Trust me, you will not go wrong with calling Bay Area Realty.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, great everybody. Having you guys here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Stay out of trees.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's a good person. Sweet Connect.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devils Advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.